You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On October the 24th, we mark UN Day. It celebrates the anniversary of the entry into force in 1945 of the United Nations Charter. With the ratification of this founding document by the majority of its signatories, including the five permanent members of the Security Council, the United Nations officially came into being. Pope Francis, who has addressed the UN General Assembly in the United States and staff members at the UN office in Nairobi, has often referred to and appealed to the UN in many of his speeches and messages regarding international affairs. His tweet for this day reads, "Let us all work together to promote peace among peoples and guarantee respect for human rights." Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic is the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva. After a private audience with Pope Francis this week, he spoke to Vatican Radio about his meeting with the Pope, about the significance of the organization in today's world, and about the growing consideration shown towards the Catholic Church and other faith-based organizations at the UN.
I was really nicely surprised and encouraged by the words which Pope addressed to me immediately at the beginning of the conversation. You are at the forefront of the activity of the Church. So it means Pope sees that our four missions, diplomatic missions of the Holy See, it means in New York, in Geneva, in Vienna and Paris and some others, are important also for the activity of the Church, for the mission of the Church. I presented from my part some aspects of international life that are more visible in Geneva, as you know, with an incredible variety of international organizations, but those who are affecting more directly the activity of the and interest of the Holy See and the Catholic Church are certainly disarmament. You know, very recently, the Secretary for the Relations of the States, Archbishop Gallagher, signed and ratified a treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. We live in a difficult time, time that is dramatically dangerous for everybody, and some people are saying dangerous even for the future of mankind. So the Holy See took a very strong stance, not only in this treaty, which is a symbolic treaty because big powers, nuclear powers, are not willing to accept it, but also not only this treaty against proliferation on one side and here also prohibition of the nuclear weapons, but also for everything regarding the trade of arms and all the material with weapons and war material that is creating, destroying every human development. The second thing that I presented to the Holy Father is this is his theme, as you know, next year. We are going to have a major document on migration and refugees that should be somehow guidelines for the future of the mankind in front of the phenomenon of migration. And the Holy See, our mission in Geneva, is organizing an event with the participation of His Eminence Cardinal Marx, Archbishop of Munich, Germany, who is also the president of the Bishops' Conference. So we would like to show exactly the interest of the Holy See and also the vision of the Pope in front of the phenomenon of migration, which is absolutely complex phenomena. And this is exactly why it needs a clear stand of major players and among those also religious organizations and Catholic Church. And the third theme that I presented to the Holy Father is preparation of 100th anniversary of the International Labour Organization, which we are going to celebrate in 2019. It's a new theme. We know that among the radical changes to development, we will have a change in working behavior of human beings on the quantity of work and the quality of work. So we would like to see that the Church would, on time, propose some ideas also regarding the future of the work, how the young generations are going to cope with the new style of working and how this is going to change human society.
Today is the UN Day. How the United Nations organization is important for Pope Francis?
I think that his style of leading the Catholic Church and his pontificate shows that he is real a player in the international arena. Not because he has a specific interest, I don't know, which could be of geopolitical importance, but because of his sensibility of the suffering in the world. I remember one meeting in Vienna with the president of Confederation of Red Cross and Red Crescent, which is an enormous organization. And the first thing he told me, he said to me, he said, Excellency, we have to be very humble. What we do is so little in front of what should have been done. I think Pope showed us what should have been done. Not many are doing that. The Catholic Church does many things, as you know, and we all know through these institutional organizations. But it is necessary to maintain attention and the capacity of the papacy to draw the attention to certain subjects. International life is certainly extraordinary.
Your experience now 2 years as a permanent observer of the OLC to the UN office in Geneva, how the voice of the OLC is welcomed and listened by the international organizations?
In Geneva, we have some other organizations, religious organizations, you know, World Council of Churches, which is a really important organization. Among my first meetings that I or visits that I made when I arrived to Geneva was also the World Council of Churches. And I was impressed to see that the thing they told me is that the relations, also the importance of religious organizations in eyes of international organizations of UN, is growing. So it means they would say never ever some would thought that we would get such a big attention today if we compare this what used to be 10 years ago. So it means the religious organizations in general are more important because of many reasons, certainly because also of affirmation of Islam, but also of the general crisis in the world. And so I think what international organizations are discovering in the Catholic Church, probably, generally speaking, but more specifically probably in the personality of Pope Francis, is capacity to draw the visibility to the issues that are of such a big concern of mankind and also of international organizations. I think we can serve probably more with giving attention to the subject that are important today, and also giving the substance. But as you know, the Church also finds many limits in the way how many arguments that are so important for the Church are confronted within the system of United Nations. But in any case, it's a big service, important service that we can do to the world, to the United Nations, and I think specifically the figure and personality of Pope Francis with his really new style and new talents.
That was Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva.